recording quality is not so very good, but I hope you can hear it. That was on medium wave, on 558 kilocycles.
Question: do you know what it's like to be free? Over the years, since Easter Sunday 1964, we have known what it's like to be free. And the only trouble about freedom is that it scares a lot of people, particularly the people who themselves are not free. And when they see freedom, the only thing they can think of to do is to try and stamp it out. And Radio Caroline refuses to be stamped out. Any moment now, the boarding party are finding their way to the transmitter room, and they are going to dismantle all our broadcasting gear, take the studio, feed it, dismantle the generators, and then incapacitate the ship totally. They'll also be taking staff with them, but I'm not too sure exactly how that one works at the moment. But they are now making their way downstairs. We will be going off the air any time.
Nigel, this is the saddest day of my life, and I think it's going to be a sad day for a lot of people.
Yeah. I know, but we just can't fight them. There's too many of them. They have a type the size of the Ross. And it's not the end, I'm sure, although it's easy to say that.
The Ross Revenge is not the only ship in the world. We will be back. We can assure you that.
Caroline, Caroline will return.
The 19th of August, 1989, is the day the UK, Great Britain, became a totalitarian state.
Radio Caroline, we love you too much to leave you forever. Please keep tuned over the weeks and months to come to our frequencies. And I feel sure that you will hear something in the not-too-distant future. Further news update for you, here's Dave Richards.
Yes, the situation is that representatives from the Dutch government and Coast Guard are on board. Their intention is, in fact, to take various broadcast equipment. We're not sure whether that includes AC generator supply, but surely it does include our shortwave frequency, the 819 frequency, and vital components, or the whole transmitter for the 558 frequency. Also, our studio equipment, what they intend us as people no harm. The basic problem is that they basically just want this ship off the air. They're leaving the ship and they're leaving the people on board it.
We have the option to go ashore apparently if we want to.
Right.
Bruce Monroe, come on.
Right. As it stands, the gentlemen are going to remove the transmitter from the ship and take a few other things as well. What they have just told us is that we are free to go back to Holland with them, where there will be no more charges pressed. We will also be able to go back to England, and there will be no charges pressed there. Alternatively, we can stay on the Ross Revenge. Now, would you like to say anything, sir, before we go off? All right, it's gone. It's gone.
And that was the end of Radio Caroline, the pirate ship on the North Sea.